Edward Jerejian joins us now. He's a former U.S. ambassador to Syria and also to Israel. Ambassador, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
There have been denials of responsibility for this attack from both Hamas and Islamic Jihad, who say that they don't target U.S. officials, that Israel, or what they refer to as the occupier, is the only target. Are those explanations plausible, or could this signal an escalation in the conflict?
Well, this is a very dangerous escalation because this puts the United States right in the middle of the conflict between the various factions. And it's normal that groups would initially begin to deny responsibility. Of course, we have to find out the truth of this and who is actually behind it. But it would not seem to serve the interests of any of these groups, except the most radical and destructive factions and individuals that may be within them, to actually target the United States.
President Bush today blamed this attack on the Palestinian leadership and their failure to create effective security forces in the occupied territories. But does Prime Minister Ahmed Correa have that authority? What more could he be doing to keep these, what you refer to as extremist factions, in check?
At the end of the day, the Palestinians must demonstrate that they are capable of building a national security force that will be able to control the enemies of peace within the Palestinian community, the extremists.
And what would that mechanism be by which the security forces could rein in these groups, could keep an attack like we saw today from happening?
Well, I think there are two aspects of that. One is the political will of the Palestinian leadership, and that would really have to come from Yasser Arafat and whoever is chosen and elected to be the new prime minister. And that political will would have to be demonstrated by a clear call that it is not in the interest of the Palestinian Authority and leadership that this violence continue on the ground, that the Palestinian interest is in getting a comprehensive final settlement between the Palestinian Authority and Israel, and the acts of terrorism and violence and suicide bombing have to cease. That has to be a major act of political will and determination, which unfortunately Yasser Arafat has failed to demonstrate over the last couple of years. Then the second necessary concomitant of that statement of political will would have to be the organization of the Palestinian security forces under a very strong leadership that will rein in control and where necessary, dismantle the extremist armed groups.
Given the situation the way it seems to stand now, though, would you say that with the roadmap to peace seeming to be completely in a shambles, that the United States' role is to pull back at this point or to become more engaged and to try to get this peace process back on track?
I think it's very difficult for the United States to pull back, certainly politically, because of our central role. Peace and stability and the direction of the parties toward a peaceful settlement serves United States national security interests in the Middle East in a major way. So I don't think that's an option of pulling back. But at the same time, what I think is absolutely essential is that there is growing despair on both sides, both Israeli and Palestinian, that there simply isn't a sense of political hope that any endgame is in sight in any reasonable period of time. And I think what is very important is that we have to get back to basics, and that means a strong thrust toward bringing the parties to the only solution that there can be, and that's a political solution and not a solution that can be imposed by violence, terrorism, and military means.
Edward Jerejian is a former U.S. ambassador to Israel and to Syria. He now directs the James Baker Institute for Public Policy at Rice University in Houston. Ambassador, thanks very much for being with us.
Good to be with you.